Friends, it happens this year that Mother's Day and the day in the Christian year celebrated as Ascension Sunday coincide. And I've chosen this morning to focus on Ascension rather than on Mother's Day, or as we sometimes celebrate it, Christian Family Day, but not with the intention of ignoring our gratitude to God for mothers and families, but for the purpose of focusing in on an aspect of our faith that sometimes gets overlooked. I mean by that that I think sometimes people wonder, well, what's so important or significant about the Ascension? I mean, it seems like almost a small incident in the life of our Lord, that it should be the focus of a day in the Christian calendar. But there are important aspects of the faith that are represented in our Lord's ascension into heaven. Important aspects of the faith, not just from a historical standpoint of the unfolding of events, but important in terms of our own experience of faith and our own relationship with our Heavenly Father. Because you see, our Lord's ascension marked the completion of the Messiah's earthly ministry. It was an event that came at the end of a long sequence, but if we look at the way the gospel writers record the ministry of Christ, we see that of specific importance in the life and ministry of Jesus Christ were those events of the final days that ultimately resulted in his crucifixion and then the account of the resurrection. And then we might ask, if we didn't know the whole story, what happened next? Well, it was not God's plan that the risen Christ should remain on the earth. His plan was actually much greater and more magnificent than that. For Christ's ministry on this earth concluded with his ascent into heaven and return to the presence of the Father. Now, one of the things that is emphasized in this, and which we have been marking in the hymns that we've been singing also this morning, is that, you know, we describe Jesus as representing prophet, priest, and king. He was the prophet in terms of the fact that he delivered the message of God to this earth, a message that had in his deliverance of it new facets that had not been understood well before. He also fulfilled, as people came to understand it, that priestly function of offering sacrifice, and in the case of Christ, that sacrifice was of himself. And then the kingly side. For ascension, you see, also represents sort of our Lord's coronation. His earthly tasks assigned as Messiah were now coming to a conclusion. And this was the indication that all had been fulfilled, and that Jesus' ministry was now complete on this earth. And he ascended to the right hand of the Father. Now, this transition from the earthly to the heavenly ministry of Christ is essential and critical to our faith. By that I mean, the Messiah's ministry up to that point is past. We know about it, of course, and we value it and we treasure it, but it is over. His teaching, we delve into because we want to know the mind of God and the intentions of the Messiah. And we rejoice in what he has done on our behalf. And we praise God for the sacrifice that he made for our redemption. And all of those things are critically important to us, but they are events that are over. They are concluded. We may be benefactors from them, but they are, as events in human history, past. Now, the ascension marks the commencement of Christ's ongoing kingly and priestly ministry on our behalf. Because the ascension represents Christ's return to the Father, not leaving his people behind, but Christ going into the Father's presence to intercede on behalf of his people, to be there, to claim them as his own, and to advocate for them in the presence of the Father. And that's happening right now. Christ's people are continually represented in the presence of the Father by the Son, who says, "They are mine. I cared for them. I taught them." And you see, that makes our faith and our relationship with Christ not hinged on events that are only of the past, but that's what's happening right now. And we are blessed because Christ intercedes for his people. The Messiah is crowned King of Kings, Lord of Lords. He takes his place in the heavenlies. And there he continues to represent his people. All happening right now. He continues to represent and to intercede in the Father's presence for his people, for you and for me. And that's a beautiful dimension of the faith that we celebrate, because we must avoid being pulled into some sort of thought or way of thinking that all of these things concerning Christ are past and over and completed. Well, things are past and completed, but the ministry of Christ, his intercession, his relationship with his people continues in the presence, present in the presence of his heavenly Father in heaven. The ascension, you see, represents the present and future activity of Christ the Messiah on our behalf. Going on, Until when? Until we have our place in the heavens also with him? Until he returns? And that is the faithful ministry of our Lord and Messiah, Jesus Christ. And we are the benefactors in Christ. And this is so beautiful. It must not be ever overlooked in our appreciation of God's gift of his Son. Because it was not just a gift, you see, to the earth for a generation, or even for future generations to join in by simply remembering what was past and what had been accomplished, but by knowing that the ministry of Christ on behalf of his people continues right now. And so when we may on occasion feel distant from God, let us remember that the Messiah is in his presence representing us and speaking on our behalf and claiming us as his own and lifting us up to the Father. Because you see, God is not distant or far away. He's close, near at hand, and we are blessed. And so this seemingly simple event in the life of our Lord, this event which might be just interpreted as how the story ends, is not really how the story ends. It, for us, is how the story really begins. And so I invite you to think on these things, to celebrate them. I invite you to go back and read, maybe read John 17, where Jesus offers a prayer on behalf of his followers. Because though yet unborn, we are included in that prayer. And though yet unborn at that time, he represents us in the Father's presence. This is important news. It transforms this faith that we profess together from being something that is a celebration of the past to being a rejoicing in the present and the foundation of our hope forever. So, friends, this is good news. Treasure this. This is not just an incidental thing, this matter of the Lord's ascension. It is crucial to a living faith. And we rejoice to proclaim his name. Thanks be to God.